following is a morning walk conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 23rd of December, 1975, in Bombay, India.
That you have offered some room here?
No.
And the floor space, this facility for a doctor, so he saw that on the plan. So he proposed that, well, I'm a dentist and I can give the devotees free service.
No, there is no medical service in the building. रात में तुम पहरा देता है हैं कौन देता है हैं तो कुत्ता क्यों भोकता है कुत्ता किधर से आता है उसको देखना चाहिए आए तो उसको मार के भगा दो अरे अरे इस क्वार्टर देयर इज नो सच बिल्डिंग हैं और दिस पैटर्न
नो नॉट इन बॉम्बे नो इन बॉम्बे
That's very good.
There will be after this, though.
Huh?
After this, there will be.
There should not be any medical service in the building, new building. So, what about there should be any other place on the land?
That we shall do conveniently. It is not very urgent. Well, there is spare room there. Medical service is to cure the material disease, not this temporary headache and stomachache. There are so many medical services for these things. But where is the medical service for curing bhavarog, material disease? That is one thing. Medical service does not give any guarantee that there will be no more disease. And our service is guaranteed. There will be no more birth, death, old age and disease. That is the difference. I was suffering too much from dental pain. I never went to the dentist. I invented my medicine and it cured.
Now everybody else is using it here. I taught them all and they're all using it now. They will all be using it.
They like it?
Oh, yeah.
The best.
The best, yeah.
The only defect is that all the ingredients are not very finely powdered.
Mm.
If it is very finely powdered, then it will be very nice.
You are perfect in all respects.
Mm.
You are even doctor of all doctors. Mm.
I am not a doctor, but I created many doctors.
Hare Krishna.
आपका अच्छा है बोलिए
हम लोग तो हमेशा अच्छा है मगर आई हैव डिसाइडेड नॉट टू कम टू डे विथ यू बिकॉज आई वॉज ड्रिवन अवे येस्टरडे मॉर्निंग बाय योर मैन केम टू लुक आफ्टर यू
हाउ इज दैट
गॉड ओनली नोज The way they behave so very badly with three of us.
Huh?
And you were not sleeping even because I wanted to give you the prescription. So I ran from my house.
Bad.
No, he was not.
You had just taken rest in the bedroom. So I thought it best not to disturb.
I wrote out the prescription. And
yes, I got it.
So you can come.
So I was
resting. I got another patient to see today. Thank you very much. I don't think
so. You wanted to see me?
He brought two of his friends in as well. I thought it was going to create such a commotion and you were just taking rest. So I said, better to let you rest and not disturb you.
All over the world, the Rath Yatra attracts thousands of people.
Hmm.
But in Bombay, we will not have Jagannath deities. So how could Rath Yatra attract people? this biggest attraction.
Complete our temple, then.
The question was raised about Lord Rama worshipping Shiva. In one of the programs, somebody raised the question that we cited that Lord Shiva is worshipping Krishna, that he's a Vaishnava. So that person replied that Lord Ram also worshipped Shiva. So he wanted to know the explanation.
Sometimes Krishna, he is chastised by Mother Yashoda. So how is that? The Supreme Personality of Godhead is being chastised by Mother Yashoda.
He likes to be chastised. It's part of the relationship.
Similarly, he likes to worship the devotee. Sometimes the father takes the child on his shoulder. Does it mean the child is more important than the father? They say in the Valmiki Ramayana, there is no such incident as Ramchandra worship Shiva. It is later on interpretation. But even if he does so, what is wrong?
Yeah.
That later on Ramayana has caused some havoc. That later on interpretation?
Yeah. The Shaivites, they want to make Lord Shiva the exalted Supreme Person. In South India, there is a good propaganda for this. That is always going on.
Purana, the same Lord Shiva says there is no other liberator besides Vishnu.
One devotee commented that the reason that Lord Ram worshipped Lord Shiva was because he wanted to kill Ravana, and Ravana was a devotee of Shiva, so Lord Ram worshipped Shiva in that respect.
What is that?
He said because Ravana was the devotee of Lord Shiva, that in order that Lord Ramchandra could kill Ravana, he worshipped Shiva.
Rama wanted to take permission from Shiva.
So Shiva is so rascal that he gave permission. That means they are trying to prove Shiva is a rascal.
My bride.
Because he gave permission to kill his devotee. Then what is the use of his one becoming Shiva's devotee? If such a rascal that one can take his permission to kill his devotee, so what is the use of becoming a devotee of such rascal?
He protected Banasura.
What is that? That means that proving that Shiva is a rascal, he gave permission to kill his devotee. Then what is the use? Then nobody should become a Shiva's devotee. That is the conclusion. Because he gives permission to somebody else to kill his devotee. They are trying to prove Lord Shiva as a rascal. What do you think? If I want your permission, please give me your permission, I shall kill your son. And if you say yes, I give my permission. Then are you not a rascal? By this example, then making Lord Shiva a rascal, that he has no common sense in. Now, if this proposition is there, that Lord Shiva gives permission for killing his devotee, then who will become his devotee? Is it not?
Yes.
No sane man will become his devotee. How they manufacture foolish statement, that's it. Any common sense man will immediately say, then Shiva is a rascal. He cannot give protection to his devotee. What do you think?
Does one have to give protection to their devotee if they break the law? Just like if you have a child and if he murders someone, isn't he supposed to be punished? So if someone goes against the Supreme Personality of Godhead, even if he's your devotee, shouldn't Shiva concur?
No, that is another thing. This proposal that because Ramchandra approached Lord Shiva to kill Ravana, and he gave permission. Although Ravana was his dead devotee, then what is the use of becoming devotee of Lord Shiva? He gives permission. Is that very reasonable proposal? If I ask your permission that I shall kill your son, will you give permission?
No.
Then? So if Lord Shiva gives permission to Lord Ramchandra Yes, you can kill Ravana. Then what is the use of becoming his devotee?
I think Dr. Patel would say that it's not fair. You fired the opposition.
Huh?
It's not fair. You completely destroyed the opposition. There's no question of fight.
The actual fact is that Lord Shiva did not give permission, but he did not go to protect Ravana because he knew that it was impossible to give him permission. That is summarized in Bengali. Rakhe Krishna mare ke. Mare Krishna rakhe ke. If Krishna kills somebody, wants to kill somebody, nobody can kill him. That is the conclusion. And if Krishna protects somebody, nobody can kill him. That's why it's Prahlad Maharaj. He was protected by Lord Nrisingha. Who can kill?
Why did Lord Shiva try to protect Banasura? Didn't Lord Shiva try to protect...
Yes, you must try. When your son is in danger, you must try. That is natural. That is not uncommon. You can save or not save, that is divine thing. But it is your duty. If somebody is under your protection, you must try to save him, even at the risk of your life. That is real protector.
We have planned Srila Prabhupada to comment on Ramayana in future.
First of all, finish my Bhagavad and talk of others.
I told Giriraj Prabhu, when you were sick, that fever is there, you are having fever.
So no, I have no fever.
No, at Vrindavan? Some...
Oh, yes.
So I consulted my wife. She said, you read that Bhagavatam where Banavida is there. That Shiva means producing jara, fever. So Vishnu jara is cold only. So that Vishnu jara just brings down the fever.
Hare Krishna. Yeah.
So you are just reading Bhagavatam only when you are sick. Anybody is suffering from fever means you read such and such a portion. So it should come down.
No, Vishnu should not be utilized for curing your fever. That is not bhakti. That is business.
No, you are always looking from bhakti boy, and that is too high for mundane people to read.
Yes, bhakti is highest.
Yes, it is true.
Bhaktyama abhijana. If you have real bhakti, then you can understand Vishnu. To know Vishnu, abhang manasa gochara. It is very difficult. Manushanam sahasresu, kachit jata disiddhaya, jata tama visiddhyanam, kachit beti. So to understand Vishnu, very, very difficult. But you can understand Vishnu by bhakti. So bhakti is so easy thing.
A disciple wants to take the aid of Vishnu for serving the spiritual master.
That is nice. That is for curing Vishnu's representative. When we are in danger, there are so much obstruction for constructing the temple. And we prayed to Krishna. Should we stop? We prayed to Krishna, please give your protection. That is for Vishnu's purpose. Bhagavad Gita artha artha arthi jugyasu. When one is in distress, he comes to Krishna. Now that is not pure bhakti. Pure bhakti means, I shall not take a farthing from Krishna. I shall give everything to Krishna. That is pure. I shall not take any return from Krishna. Prahlad Maharaj said that I am not a merchant. That for my service, I will take some return from you. No. But sometimes, since we are not pure devotees, we have no other alternative than to pay to Krishna for some material benefit. That is also good. They have said, Chaturvidha bhajante mam sukritina. They are pious. Although not pure devotee, but they are pious. But the duskritina, they do not approach him. That is the difference. Satyapita bhajante maam sukritina arjuna. Atra arthyati jigyasu jnani cha bharatasya. allowed to go pious. And one who does not go to Vishnu for any reason, there, most sinful. Here, although if he goes to Vishnu for some material benefit, he's pious. Anavan Guskidina Muha Prabhupada Narat. Those are impious, sinful. They do not go.
The window glass.
That is called Maya. The light is here, yes. But it appears light is there. This is karma. Hare Krishna. Yeah. The real world is the spiritual world, and here it is simply a reflection. But we are taking this is real world, and spiritual there is no. Netabhasa tathātam. Shankaracharya said that this world is false, jagat mithya. So, but Brahma Satya, he gave the same information. But we are taking this jagat satya and there is no spiritual world. This is different. Just like the mileage, the foolish animal goes after the water in the desert. But there is no water. He is bewildered. But that does not mean there is no water anywhere else. There is water, but this mileage water is false. Similarly, this material world is false. But that does not mean there is no spiritual world. The water is somewhere else. That we do not know. But we are after this mileage water in the desert. Hare Krishna. Dattat Tisargam Mrisha. Tiju Bharimit Vinimayam Dattat Tisargam Mrisha. Namna Sthina Nirastak Hukam Sattam Param Dhimai. Vajdev offers his respect to the real truth, Sattam Param Dhimahi, where there is no mileage, there is no false water, real water. And Krishna gives the same information. Jat Gatyana Nivartante Tadhyamam Paramam Mama. That is my real abode, where if you go, you don't come back. And so long you are in this material world, Bhutya Bhutya Praliyate. You accept one body, suffer or enjoy, there is no enjoyment, suffering, and again accept another body. Tatha Dehantara Prapti. This is going on. Therefore do not understand when you speak of the other world. But if you speak of this world, that I will make you happy in this world, thousands and millions will follow you. And as soon as you say that I shall make you happy in the next world, this is all nonsense. Crazy fellow.
Post-dated check.
Not post-dated. That is real check, but he does not know. He refuses real check. That is not post-dated check. That is real check.
Well, they might say that we're always...
They might
always
say. That is another thing.
किसी आदमी को
बात करने से ही बोलता है हाँ अच्छा आदमी बोलता है जो मरने का बाद क्या होगा कौन जानता
है अच्छा आदमी बोलता है गुड मैन इज सेड आफ्टर डेथ
अभी जो है उसको हिसाब किताब करो
अभी तो बोलता मजाक
अंधा जथान भई रुपनी क्या मजाक क्या करेगा मजाक जो बंदोबस्त करता है उसको रहने तो देगा हुआ तो एक दिन लात मार के भगा दे भग मजा हो गया
When body is finished, everything is finished, so...
That is their foolishness. You are a child, that body is finished. So you have got a different body. That is simple truth that you do not understand. That is their folly. If the body is finished, then why you are a child, you have become a young man. Body is finished, but not everything finished. Everything is there. Only the body is finished. Na hannate hannamane sarire This is explained. So when the body is finished, that does not mean you are finished. You have to accept another mode. That is the truth. And it is spoken by Krishna, not any so-called scientist. The Supreme Person says, Na hannate hannavani sarire. What did they say about this statement of Krishna? Hannate, na hannate hannavani sarire. When your body is finished, you are not finished.
Well, they won't accept Krishna either.
Then how rascal they are.
Now, that is so. Body is finished and Atma is amar. So, why Atma suffers next generation for the deeds done by the body in this life?
Because Atma is continuation.
Continuation, I understand. Suppose my body is doing some sins.
Not body is doing, you are doing.
I am doing, that means my
yes, therefore you must suffer.
Atma is not doing. Atma is doing.
Therefore Atma is suffering. You are not doing. When the Atma is gone out of your body, the body does not do anything. Then?
Atma is amar. It is eternal. It has no death, no life, no. It has got a birth, it has got a death, that is only a superfluous. They only for consolation. But actually that does not die. Body dies or body is destroyed and that is put to fire or that is buried. But when I do something good or bad in this life, so I am doing.
You are doing, therefore you must suffer.
But that is not Atma. Why Atma is responsible?
Yes, they do not so know.
You are eating itself Atma.
You are the Atma.
You are Atma.
You do not understand that you are Atma. Aham Brahmasmi. That you do not understand. You think I am body. That is nonsense.
So that point is not clear in my mind.
Why not clear?
Because I don't know why not clear.
That means your intelligence is not clear.
Naturally, that's
so,
what I say.
So, Atma, that is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, antavattu ime deha nittasya ukta saririna. Nittasya ukta, nittasya ukta. Saririna. Saririna means the soul who possesses this body. He is nitta. So you have to enjoy or suffer the reaction of your activities. Karuna daivana trina. You have got a type of body on account of your activities.
But how Atma, suppose I am doing some sins. But how Atma...
You are doing sin, you have to control.
What does the Lord mean in Bhagavad Gita when he says that only the modes of
right, you are committing sinful life, so you have to rectify yourself.
Who is the controller of my body? Atma is the controller of
yes.
My body. So if I am doing sins, you mean to say that Atma is doing, because that is, he is responsible.
Yes. Yes.
If a manager does, if the worker does something wrong, the manager is indirectly responsible.
No, no, no. Why do you say manager? You are doing. Suppose, that is not suppose.
Then?
You are doing sinful activities or pious activities. It is you, Atma, Jivatma.
So that means Jivatma, that is he is responsible
yes.
for any good or bad deeds of my life.
Yes.
That is the controller of the body.
Yes.
So she is responsible.
But body is only means. Suppose your motor car, you are driving this way or that way. The motor car is not driving you.
Literally.
You are driving the motor.
What does it mean in Gita Bhagavad? It says only the modes of material nature are acting.
Material nature means because you are in disease condition in this material world. Therefore, according to the infection, just like you have got body, and he has got body. You are suffering from typhoid, he is suffering from smallpox. So you have contaminated the typhoid germs and he has contaminated smallpox. So this body is, after all, material body. So there is infection of material nature, trigunatma. Therefore, you have to transcend this position of trigunatma. Then you are killed. Mancha bhavicharini bhakti yogena ja sevate saguna anusamatitta etan brahma bhuvayaka. If you transcend the infection of the three modes of material nature, then you are safe. So long you do not transcend, just like so long you infect some disease, then you must suffer. But if you don't infect, you will not suffer. That is up to you. There is disease. Cholera disease, why shall I go there? or shall I infect my body in that way? That is up to you. If you don't take Vikasan, then you'll suffer.
So all is pure, part and parcel of Krishna.
Yeah, but he's covered by the material body. The material body is infected by the modes of material nature. Therefore, although he is pure, he is subjected. Just like when there is motor accident, you are separate from the motor, but you have to suffer. Everyone knows that I am separate from motor car. But why am I suffering? Because you have got a bad car, you must suffer.
That may be because I'm an imperfect driver.
So you are imperfect, therefore this movement is to make you perfect. If you are not imperfect, then why the movement is there? To make you perfect. Saṃsiddhiṃ paramāṅgatā māmupīrta kauntiya dukkhālana sādhā. So long you are imperfect, you must suffer in this material world. And as soon as you become perfect, you go back to home. Because you are imperfect, therefore this movement is necessary. Medicine is there for the patient, not for the person in perfect health. Puna nābhijānāti māmibha paramabha. These rascals, they do not know Krishna. Therefore Krishna consciousness movement is necessary. Paropakar, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, paropakar. You know yourself what is Krishna and distribute this knowledge. That is one thing. And that is entrusted to the Indians. Bharat bhumite manushya janma hailaja, janma sarthak kari karo paropakar. This is one thing.
The doer and the non-doer of the activities, or his sinful activities, or because the soul is pure, so...
Yeah. Just like when you are condemned to death by the judgment of the High Court. So who is the doer? The High Court judge or you? Is the High Court judge your enemy that he has condemned you to death? He has given the judgment. You cannot say that he is the doer. You are the doer. So Atman Paramatma. You do and Paramatma gives judgment. Gaivanetrena by the superior judgment. This is your position.
But it is said all the actions are carried out by three modes of material nature.
Yes.
Atma is just non-doer.
Huh?
Atma doesn't do
anything. He has put himself to the shelter of material nature. As soon as you come to India, or you come to some other country, you must be under the laws of that country. So why do you come here? Krishna Bhuliyaji Bhagavan Chakare, you have come to the material world to enjoy. So you must suffer also.
We've seen the example used, Prabhupada, that just like a man, if he goes to sleep at night and he dreams that he is committed some murder or something.
So why does he dream?
He enjoys or suffers the activity.
Yes.
But actually
why he dreams
still...
like that? One is dreaming like that, another is dreaming in a different way. That is due to his practice. Mm. Hare Krishna.
People say then the soul must be impure.
So impure in this sense, that he has in touch with the impure. And if he becomes untouched with the impure, he is no more impure. That is described in Bhagavad. Manchabhyavicharini bhakti yogena jasevan sagunan samatittayitan brahma bhuya. Immediately he becomes pure. Krishna says, sarva-dharman paritajya mamekam sarana aham tava sarva-papim bhamma Krishna. I shall make you immediately pure. What time to do that? You want to remain impure, then you must suffer.
Therefore everything is situated on desire.
We are desiring to enjoy this sense enjoyment of material world. Then you remain impure. So long you shall desire sense. Therefore bhakti means annabhilashita sunnam. Make zero all your desires. Material desire. Desire cannot be zero. Purify your desire. Desire how to serve Krishna. Then it is pure. You are singing daily in the morning. Arna koriya mane ash. Do you know the meaning?
No other desire. No other desire.
Yes. Arana Guru Mukha Padma Bhakka Chittete Koriya Oikka. Arana Koriya Maneha. That is pure bigger. A guru says something and you do something else, then you are desiring something, therefore you are not pure. Therefore daily you are saying, Arana Koriya Maneha. Don't desire anything. Then you remain pure. As you decide that I shall serve only Krishna, you become pure. Angpa sarva papi bhama kuri. You are delivered from all sinful reactions, then how you are impure? Now keep that position, pure position, then your life is successful. Arana kuriya. And if you plan something, I am very expert in planning, I shall do this, I shall do that. Not serve Krishna. Then you remain impure. You live in London?
Yes.
When you come here?
I came 2 weeks ago.
So you don't go to our temple in London?
Yes, I do. In HB.
We have got 2 temples. One in the city and one in Lakshmar.
I went in the suburbs.
The big temple.
Yes. Oh. They keep cows and all that.
Oh, yes. Thank you. So go. When you go back again, you go.
Yes, I know.
Thank you. Imam Ananna Bhava. That is required. Arana Kuriya Mane. Ananna Bhava. No diversion of attention.
You see, I am now trying to learn in this line something. And I find that by doing bhakti, what you call puja, saguna puja, whenever I come to your place, instead of seeing the Krishna Murti, I always see lingam, pure lingam. Why is this phenomena going on?
You are a great devotee of Lord Shiva. That's all right.
I have not done much except knowing only a few lines of...
Remain a devotee of Lord Shiva, then you know how.
And when I have doing some other Sugana Puja, another is seen always. Suppose I am doing Devi Puja, Shankar Shiva Puja, then I am seeing Devi Puja. Like that it is happening. Secondly, from Sagun, how to go to Nirgun state? That is my difficulty. And whenever I am praying with a closed eyes, I see something.
That is given.
But when I open the eyes, I don't see anything.
That you have to. Sagunan samatitta etan. Sagunan samatitta. So you have to adopt this means. Then you will.
How to from saguna? I do not follow.
Mancha bhavichanini bhakti yogina.
Sanskrit, I don't know much.
Anyone who worships Krishna, abhyavichanini, without any chain, he becomes Nirguna.
So saguna is necessary for going to Nirguna? Saguna is necessary.
Not necessary. But if you don't worship unflinchingly Krishna, then you remain in the saguna plan. Here it is clearly said, sagunan samatitta etan brahma bhuyar. If you have to adopt the means, then you become Nirguna. And if you don't adopt, then you remain saguna.
Yes. Yeah? Then I can come to you and just you explain me what is the way.
Hare Krishna. Sagunan samutita. Sagunan.
Sagunan is from which slope from Gita? Is it from Gita? Bhagavad Gita?
It is 9th chapter.
Achha. Then I will read it again and see whether I can follow something. Thank you.
Clearly said, sagunan. Sagunan samutita. Sammakh upena atitya, perfectly transcending. This is the process. Yes.
Cannot do with closed eyes. With open eyes, why we cannot do the prayers and this bhakti yoga? What
that
is that?
For the disturbed mind, those who are secular, they can see always open or closed. Premanjana churita bhakti vilochanena santa sadaivaridayasi. One who has attained that stage, love of God, he'll see every moment.
Even with naked eye.
Open.
Thank you.
Hare. Love somebody. A small child. Don't you see all this?
Yes.
Don't you see?
Yes.
You when you see the child's a little sock, immediately you see the child.
Yes.
His shoes, immediately you see the... So why? Because you are in love with the child. So that stage you have to come. In love with God. Then you will see all this 24 hours. Sadaiva. Sadaiva means 24 hours. You see and always remain in nirgun stage and always see.
But in that case your material duties are forgotten.
No.
That, then how to avoid that? Because conflict takes place.
There will be no more material duty. When you wash the shoes of your son, that is love. That is not a shoe washer. You don't remain a shoe washer. You remain in love with your child. The mother takes care of the child who says, when you pass a stool, that does not mean she becomes Mesrani.
Yes.
Mesrani is material.
Yes.
But when the mother out of love washes the child, she is not Mesrani, she is Rajrani.
Yes.
If you conclude, she is washing the stool of the son, she is Mesrani. That is your mistake. She remains Rajrani. Just like Mother Yashoda is binding Krishna, that does not mean that his supremacy is lost. Mother Yashoda is binding. He still remains the supreme. Therefore, Mother Yashoda becomes exhausted to try to bind. And when Krishna saw that my mother is persevering now, she is exhausted. All right, let me agree to be bound up by her. That's not fact. Otherwise, how Krishna says, anyone who is engaged in my devotional service, Sagunan Sakitayatan, Brahma Bhuyasana.